I've been thinking. An Israeli Arab was recently killed by the United States in Syria. He was fighting for ISIS. He was killed as part of a U.S. aerial attack against ISIS. Now, according to Israeli sources, there have been about 50 Israeli Arabs that have gone to Syria and to Iraq to join ISIS. Now, it's hard to imagine why people from Minneapolis or London join ISIS, or for that matter, from Belgium or Germany or anywhere. Why on earth would people go and join ISIS? But especially, why would someone leave Israel, an Arab, leave Israel and join ISIS? Israel says that 7 out of the 50 have been killed in the fighting itself. Now, Israel is prosecuting the family of members of people who are in ISIS, who have supported their siblings by sending them monetary support, money, etc. In Syria, for instance, if they are fighting for ISIS, in other words, because they're supporting terrorist activities. And recently, an Israeli court indicted the brother of an Israeli Arab who transferred $1,500 to his brother, now fighting alongside ISIS in Syria itself. According to the indictment, this Israeli Arab transferred 3 separate $500 gifts to his brother. Now, Israeli Arabs are mesmerized by the same videos that convince young people across the world to join ISIS. Many experts have claimed that these young people are brainwashed in mosques. A lot of brainwashing may be going on in mosques, but rest assured that the mosques in Israel are not preaching and suggesting that people go and join ISIS. That's not happening. It's happening over the internet. The internet is the great equalizer in terms of ISIS recruitment. Internet sites suggest going to Turkey, then crossing over the southern border into Syria, and getting Turkey is very, very easy for Israelis. Upon arrival, most of them are picked up by handlers and couriers at the airport and then shuttled to a safe house where plans are made to bring them across the border at the perfect and safest time. These times change by the moment and by the day. Once in Syria, the new recruits head to their assigned positions. There are always training assessments and the training period. Each volunteer comes with different skill sets, and each volunteer is evaluated and assigned a role which will best meet the needs of the ISIS movement throughout the Islamic State. It's a streamlined procedure. You can always read me at the Microport and follow me on Twitter. Watch me on YouTube and Blip and Vimeo and my new television show called Thinking Out Loud with Micah Halpern. This is Micha Halpern, working for a safer world.